Welcome to Fresh Up the Podcast.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you wanted another one, frankly, the Lord has determined that you don't deserve another one. That's why you only got us.
I get it.
We have to live with their judgment. Hey, Jason Kirk.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, you're one of the most Georgian people I know.
Gosh, thanks.
I think. Is that a thanks? Yeah, we'll go with thanks.
I'm going to take it as I'm going to put a thanks on it.
I mean, you have a tattoo of a peach.
It's true.
The best one I've ever seen.
And not a butt peach, really.
No.
I think I might be overconfident here, but I think I somehow pulled off a peach tattoo that doesn't read as butt. No one has ever said, is that a butt emoji? I think I somehow got away with it.
No, you really did.
Yeah. You actually achieved the perfect two. It's almost impossible to do a peach that is 2D, and yet you nailed it, man.
It's also almost impossible to say that was really graphically designed well for something that's also an emoji. But yeah, you did that.
Thanks.
But you've
not that I made it, but
yeah.
You drew that.
I kind of just sat there. No, dude drew it up. Like I told him, like, all right, I want like a vaporwave peach sunset, and he's like, all right, give me an hour.
I
like that. That is immediately understood. This is how you know you're.
Can you give me a vaporwave pirate? That would be.
Oh, that sounds dope as shit. Yeah.
That actually sounds. I was trying to make something that sounded silly, and I made something. It's impossible to do vaporwave and not make it sound cool, right?
I don't think there's such a thing as a non-dope vaporwave tattoo. Unless it's just poorly done.
Listeners, a challenge has been issued.
Do your worst.
Send
it to my account because I want to see it.
Give me a vaporwave Urban Meyer. And you're like, I don't know, man. It looks pretty cool. I didn't want it to. But it's banging.
He is like a human pair of wayfarers.
But you also have achieved levels of Georgianess, i.e. you've fallen off of the back of an ATV. Correct?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I'm going to say that happened to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I remember this one. You were going down into a creek, and you, like, I think you flew off it, or you were trying to jump a creek.
Oh, that was a power wheel. Yeah.
Oh, this.
That might be more Florida than Georgia.
I'm just going to go ahead and award hybrid points there anyway, just because we had the entire discussion clarifying which particular four-wheeled form of transportation not requiring a license you were driving. So maximum Georgia points given to you. I wanted to ask, there is an additional category here, which is, I think, contributes to a significant category of Georgianness. And I say this because when I was a youngster, knew a guy. His name was Harold. Harold was from Georgia. And you know what Harold had? Harold had like three fingers. There's another guy named Red who hung out with Harold. Harold had like four fingers. Both of them had worked in mills as children and had lost fingers to saws. And I'm like, wow, damn, that's some Georgia. Do you know anybody who just like goes around like missing a body part from an industrial accident, like a farming accident?
I don't think I do from that specifically, no.
Okay, well, you do now.
Okay.
So I'm giving you an opportunity to increase your Georgianness, all right? Because we're all about to meet a man named Nub. You go, well, man, well, why would you be called Nub when you had a full name? That name, by the way, being Michael Nelson. He's the former director of the
Valley. Oh, Nubby Nelson.
You could call him that. That's what he goes by because he's the former director of the Valdosta Touchdown Club. And man, what an August title that is.
Hashtag not my Mike Nelson.
Not really sure how Mike Nub Nelson's conversation with a former Valdosta football coach was recorded and released to the internet. But Nelson has verified that it is him because he has spoken with UGA compliance about this. It's Michael Nub Nelson, who's named Nub because why? Anybody want to take a guess why he's called Nub?
Absolutely not.
Because it's short for Nebuchadnezzar.
Damn, that's a good guess. That's a really, really good guess. His nickname's Nub because he only has one arm.
Wait.
I don't get it. Why?
Yeah.
What do those two things have to do with each other?
I don't know. I'll never understand the ways of Valdosta.
Like he has. Well, no, this sounds like he has a portion.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds like he has one long arm and one short arm.
Mm-hmm.
The Valdosta Daily Times may not be known for its verbal accuracy here. It might need some editing, but that's where I got this. That Nelson's nickname is Nub because he only has one arm. And there's a tape of Nub. We'll just call him Nub because we're all friends here. There's a tape of Nub talking with Rush Probst. Who again? Rush Probst. If you're familiar with Two-A-Days, he was the high school football coach on the show Two-A-Days. He is an Alabama high school coaching legend, and not for the best reasons and for some good reasons too. Multiple state championships and also
other multiple things
mm-hmm. like maybe families while he was coaching
the original Two-A-Days.
The original
two days and three a nights.
Rush Probst is in a feud with Michael Dub Nelson over some really sort of arcane pay-for-play stuff in Valdosta when Probst was a coach there after he was hired from a rival and it went sour. Yeah, there's a lot here. Anyway, a tape of Probst and Nelson discussing recruiting in the SEC, particularly Georgia and Alabama, and what they do came out. And in it, details saying that, yeah, UGA takes care of its players by paying 90 to 100 grand for them to sign. Now, I don't...
God, inflation really is a myth in Georgia. Listen, I'm glad that my wages and the wages of service workers and teachers and whatnot are not the only things that have not kept pace with inflation in this great state.
I briefly thought you said servers workers, and I was like, the server has...
We're all servers workers.
Server has a whole fleet of...
Why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
I'm sorry, boss.
He can hear us. Get back to work.
I'm sorry, boss.
Oh, sorry, boss. We'll get back to the pod.
Back to the pod mines we go.
Don't you have a read to do soon?
Not a good one, sir.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please, sir, may I have some more acorns?
That's actually, he's nobility. His name's not Serber one word. It's
Sir Burr.
Sir Big Burr. He's from South Carolina and he's Sir Big Burr.
Oh, Jason, you're talking to a Clemson fan.
That's Clemson.
I don't know if everybody knows this about Serber.
Yeah. Jason, we'll talk later about that one.
Shit.
Oh, we're going to make Jason into gruel.
Get in the shame cabinet.
Again.
Probst admittedly has like as much credibility as, you know, a man who's had one of the wildest high school coaching careers you could possibly imagine. And that's on a scale of imagine the craziest high school football coach you could imagine. And that's where Rush Probst is. So who knows? But 90 to 100 grand per recruit, just throwing it out there. The funniest part of this story to me is this, that one, yeah, this guy's name is Nub, just prefers that. And two,
Nubbed it.
And two, that,
miss you, shut down fullback.
That in all of this, where has this been reported? Where were the tapes turned in? Who is investigating this? That's right, UGA compliance. Don't worry, they're on it. They'll get to the bottom of this. It'll be fine.
90,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly a lot.
Starkville in 2009 money.
It's like for 3 to 5 years of labor.
Well, you know, don't forget, you get the cash value of a UGA degree in there too.
Okay, sorry.
So like 45,000. Yeah. Oh wait, I was trying to make the same joke and I went in the wrong direction.
No, yours is better. Yours is better because the UGA diploma halved the monetary value.
That's what I was trying to get to, and it didn't work. Thank you for supporting me.
No, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Well, remember, it's like golf. You want to get it lower, right? Mm. That's how UGA math works.
There's my Tennessee degree talking there.
By the time you're done taking math classes at UGA, you can't count your 90,000 anyway. So who cares? You know, it doesn't matter what the number is.
Can't be done taking math classes if you don't ever start.
That's a really good strategy. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd taken that. 90 to 100 grand. That doesn't seem like a lot. I still think that like we're deeply undervalued here. When somebody goes, why should we pay players? And you go, I don't know, man. Market rate sucks right now. Might want to get that up. I want to get that weight up. Just from a player's perspective.
I think we're too easily scandalized by dollar amounts here. Like, if you tell me UGA's paying 5 stars $1 million each, I'm like, cool.
Yeah,
guess
cool.
Guess they're trying to win.
Yeah. Remember, I have no problem with any of this happening. I just heard 90 to 100 grand. I was like, oh, they're getting away with lowballing here. Come on.
Well, hey, are you telling me that's an errant snap?
Spencer, you know what two things can happen when you throw the football. Three of them are bad. That's why we keep it on the ground. That's why we hand it off. That's why we lowball it.
Mm. I would also point this out from good friend of the program, Josh Black. Pointed out on Twitter that, even with all of this, they couldn't keep Justin Fields at UGA.
Jesus Christ.
They paid, there's the allegation here that they paid Nick Chubb 180 grand to stay. And you're like, damn, it wasn't worth like that kind of money to stay at UGA for Justin Fields. And it wasn't. He's like, bye.
It really wasn't.
I don't even want to hear the offer.
Like, I don't, like, if he'd stayed, is he a number two draft pick if he stayed? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet $100,000 on it.
How much do you think Jake Fromm made this past year with the Buffalo Bills?
90,000.
Okay, that's my guess.
Did he hold his spot the whole year?
I think he was on the roster the whole year, yeah.
350,000.
I'll say 270.
$912,000 and $960.
So that would be more.
Mm-hmm.
That would be roughly 10 Georgia recruits from what Coach Probst is saying. I would rather have 10 Georgia recruits than Jake Fromm.
That means I could, you know what? That means I could go out and get 10 Jake Fromms. That's what I'm saying.
You could go get 10 Jake Fromms. Yes.
What could you get? Okay. Let's think about this like we're shopping for supper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want 10 Jake Fromms, like the whole bird?
Yeah.
Or would you want more bags of Jake Fromm parts?
Like dehydrated Jake Fromm, maybe?
Like bags of drumsticks, right?
Oh,
like,
I
how
see.
Many of Jake Fromm's legs? Well, that's not really a good example.
What about,
you don't want to buy
what
Jake
about,
Fromm's legs.
Could you do, like, cans of Fromm stock?
That's such a better idea.
Sure. Yeah.
Back up a whole pallet full of Fromm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Processed Fromm.
Oh, that's why they call it draft stock.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're boiled.
And when they say stock's going up, that means they have to put it on the top shelf.
The richest stock. That's right.
Just this delicious Jake Fromm stock. Mm-hmm. The other thing in this that really, the part that I actually found somewhat terrifying when I thought about it was when they were talking about Alabama. And the stuff in Alabama there is actually kind of like old. It's not, it doesn't sound like anything. It doesn't sound like dude has any info. Doesn't sound like he's got anything that hasn't been known for like 30 to 40 years. They're like, you know, Rush Probst, brilliant dude. He's like, Paul Bryant Jr., you know, he's the big man there. Yeah, no kidding. He's the son of Bear Bryant, and he's one of the wealthiest men in Alabama. Congratulations, sir.
Trenchant analysis.
You know that JFK Jr., he was a pretty big deal.
He nailed it.
They wouldn't tell you that, but
That's championship Alabama trivia right there, Rush Probst.
That,
I see.
I hear that Ken Griffey Jr. can play a little baseball.
Now, how do you reckon that came to be, huh?
But there is one thing where he goes, yeah, and the guys in the South, the Coopers, they're the big family automobile. And my blood ran cold, because if you do not know the structure of kind of who's in charge of what at Alabama, yeah, Paul Bryant Jr., dude's a banker. Dude is very, very businesslike.
Sits on boards and things.
Oh, yeah. Prefers to sit, stays out of the spotlight, like the anti-T-Boone. Does not make public commentary, is not the guy who's ever on camera.
This is very canny moves from a dude who would not really... Yeah, anyway, this is a dude who is very aware that he really doesn't want to draw a side-by-side comparison to his daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you're like, hey, how'd you make your money? Dog tracks.
Fight me, Paul, you mean old bitch.
Yeah, dog tracks. Holly is going to fight Paul Bryant Jr.
Oh, I've hated his ass for years for what he did to UAB.
The great threat to Alabama football that was UAB.
Listen, are they going to... You think now that Alabama basketball's good, they're going to fuck around and try and tank UAB basketball? Mm-hmm.
And you know who's going to save UAB basketball?
I do, actually. Tell it.
Two Chainz, yeah. Two Chainz is going to save UAB basketball. You know? Which, by the way, UAB Memphis
basketball... You have to explain why.
Oh, yeah, because...
It's not funny.
Yeah, Two Chainz had a scholarship offer. He's a scholarship basketball player to UAB.
Wait, he didn't just have a scholarship offer. He played.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they try to take it, they're going to mess with Two Chainz. And from what I've seen, Two Chainz, undefeated. Absolutely undefeated. He's just going to get up there and absolutely destroy any efforts to eliminate the UAB basketball program, as long as Big Sean does a much less compelling speech right before him.
Guys, I have terrible news.
Mm-hmm.
Two Chainz did not go to UAB.
No, is it just an offer?
No, but he did play basketball. He did not play at UAB.
He played at Alabama State.
So close.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I still think he'd probably ride for UAB. I'm gonna
see. He might. I just since we take journalism super seriously here, I just want to make that clear.
Well, let's put it like this: when Paul Jr. goes after every program in Alabama, Two Chainz will be part of the resistance.
I will say this. Very disappointing free throw shooter, Two Chainz. Very disappointing. Like a 40% career three-point shooter.
Yeah, well,
that fucking
different.
Sucks, dude. He's different. That is different. You're right.
40 from three?
No, free throw.
Oh. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Listen, Two Chainz doesn't do anything for free. He's a businessman.
That's true. He was so committed. He was so committed to moving the brick that he did it on the court too. That's it.
Have we talked about Two Chainz as an HR guy on this show, or is that a story we can tell here?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
We will get to it. Two Chainz is an amazing manager of people, by the way, and an incredible entrepreneur. And I love him. Hello, Two Chainz. If you ever listen to this, call me. We need to hang. I should tell you how cool you are.
Oh boy.
The family they mentioned, the guy mentions, they're like the Coopers who run the harbor, they run the port in Mobile, and I was like, oh god. Do you think it's ever a good idea to call someone out in any kind of conspiracy, even if it's like basically a legal one, like college
when
football recruiting?
Stevedores are involved.
Uh huh.
Yeah. You want to top out at like, oh, he runs the he lives in the lighthouse. Like that's fine. That's kind of quaint, but not he runs the docks.
No, you run the docks in Mobile. I'm like, oh, cool. They could put me in a shipping container to hell.
They got a fucking battleship.
I've never been to Belize.
Yeah, I've never. I've never been to Hispaniola in a crate that they put me in Mobile 3 weeks ago.
I mean,
that
sounds pretty good when you put it like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
None of us have traveled anywhere.
I'm not allowed to go to the Starbucks. I'll get.
Do you know how much
container.
Money you could get if you could tell somebody, hey, man, we can get you on vacation. You will have to travel in a sealed crate with an oxygen tank.
And you're going to end up wherever the ocean avenues decide to take you.
where the
we'll try and line you up right, but yeah,
it's, think of it as like a Jimmy Buffett thing. It's like wherever the sea is taking you today, friend.
On this trip, you are the loot box, my friend.
That's. Do you know how many 22-year-old men would do that?
Yeah, dude, let's go.
All of them.
Let's go. Yeah.
Jake Fromm would.
Like, yeah, start an account that's like, men really live like this, and his photos of shipping dudes sitting in shipping containers on the ocean. Like, bro, this is pretty, sweet out here.
It's an old pirate skeleton at the bottom of the sea. Dudes really live like this.
Yeah, this bro is awesome. We hang.
Just you Photoshop know. A Nintendo 64 in there, and you'll be fine.
Dudes rock. At the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, you know you're going to die. Oh, cool. Cool. I mean, like, we all get there, right? That's awesome.
Well, yar. I'm not going to die alone.
Yar, it's slappers only down here, matey.
Dude, I'm on the Black Pearl. This is sick. Yeah, don't call out the people in shipping. Just don't. Just seems like a bad idea. I don't have any, like, concrete evidence to back this up, you know? Like,
no, it's not... and the fact that you're talking about this much is starting to make you a target.
Yeah. No, it's frightening me. And I say that with a booster core that includes people who have, like, old coal money. And when I say old coal money, I mean coal mined with, like, prison labor in the 20s.
Oh, yeah, because that doesn't happen now.
Yeah. All right, it doesn't happen with, please send prison labor to the coal mines.
I think I'd be more freaked out by someone with a lot of new coal money. That like
yeah,
specifically
new coal money. For, yeah,
like, I just started a coal mine in 2021.
I got coal
oh my
zero.
God, have coal Silicon Valley invented coal mining yet? Has that come up?
That will.
We've reinvented coal mining.
No. They say we've invented it, but they call it something else.
Yeah, they don't even call
it's
it
anthracite
coal.
With all the vowels taken out.
Anthracite.
NTHRZ.
Carbon harvesting. That's what we call it now.
There it is. Thank you.
We don't call it coal. We call it cool with a U and a U with umlauts.
Jesus Christ, this is so real.
We're just removing the Earth's kidney stones, if you think about it.
They're not union workers. They're contractors. Mm-hmm. Underground contractors. All of them.
You know, when you think about it, we're all underground.
They're not mole men. They're mole people. Because we here at Cool believe in diversity. Happy International Women's Day to all the women.
I'm not like other
trapped underground
cool
in our cool minds.
To all the coal women.
Yeah.
Hashtag girl boss. It's just a picture of Molly the Mole Queen. Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in ageism, and that's why we let 8-year-olds work in our minds.
And 87-year-olds.
Yeah.
Joe Manchin, stop listening to this podcast and get back to work, you big bitch.
It takes a village.
No, that literally. Literally.
Village,
we have
an
underground village.
A village entirely underground, yes.
A village of has, like, dugs. Schools.
Yeah, in Colombia, which does not have unions. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of unions, shout out Bessemer.
Yeah. Y'all, hang tight. I'm not spending anything on Amazon this week. Like,
I don't know if that's actually a thing, by the way.
I'm just not doing it. Yeah.
I mean, this is generally a good idea.
Yeah, it's also easy for me to do because I just forget. Like, I don't know. God, why would I go to Amazon.com to buy things when I could go to, like, our Wall Street Bets where I can watch people talk about diamond hands?
I picture you most of the time walking around with, like, a Resident Evil or some similar style inventory where you're just like, well, let's see what I got here. Got 8 red herbs. I guess that's fine. Got a shotgun. Got a shitload of flashlights.
Why are you watching me take stuff out of my pockets at night, Ryan?
I don't think you shop. I think you hoard, but in like an RPG way.
But only in my pockets or backpack. It doesn't ever make it to a shelf or any organization.
Spencer, did you get bread? No, but I have 8 shields.
You understand? Buddy, it is my goal in life.
Ryan,
to
please stop triggering me.
It is my goal in life to have like 500 grand in cash in the bank, 2 pairs of pants, and 1 chair. Like, if I ever do that, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Dudes really live like this.
Yeah, that's it.
How are you going to get 500 grand in cash, though?
Not licitly. I don't think, you know, I don't think that's possible.
God, Jesus Christ.
Ryan, just let Jason do it.
If you're a dude.
Fucking middle.
No,
who'd
I
like
don't
to live like this, or a lady who'd like to live like this, have we got the path for you. It's going to take some time. It's acorns.com.
Oh my God.
/fullcast to start you on your path to being a dude, lady dude, any gender
ladies
dude.
Ladies is dudes too.
Ladies is dudes too. All genders is dudes. Who can live like this. I am currently on pace to retire it. Well, yep. Still over 83. All right. We got a ways to go before I can live like this. But with acorns.com.
It's nice to have goals.
Yeah. It'll get done before the earth
is consumed. It'd be nicer to have
consumed.
Money, but it's nice to have goals.
Yeah. Well, the thing about acorns is a little bit of money means you have a slightly less little bit of money. Put that on the billboards. It rounds up your purchases and stuff. You can tack on a few bucks whenever you like, and it goes into market to do market things, not GameStop things. Although maybe you could rig that. I don't know how. But small, sensible, humble, hardworking things, like the mine workers at the Cool app, the gig economy coal mine. No, not that. The opposite of that. acorns.com/fullcast.
Yeah, my account, by the way, the acorns account that I have, bumping, baby. We are now, dare I say, approaching the four-figure mark.
Whoa.
The four-figure mark with just contributions I barely notice. Is
the
away.
Child gap still there?
We're going to check the child gap live
now,
right now.
What I really want to hear is that this means one kid has 1,000 and one kid has been bled dry.
I am now looking, and I will tell you that in past weeks, I have noticed that my younger son's account just lingers a little bit behind, raising my suspicions that my younger son is embezzling, because he would do it and he wouldn't say embezzling. He would just say, "Dad, I just needed it."
It's my money,
no,
and I
not,
want it
not
now.
Not needed it. He would just say, "I did it." There would be no justification.
Yeah, I took it. Why? Mm-hmm. Just I needed to buy, you know, Thomas the Tank Engine on DVD again.
We had some of the children in our quarantine bubble in my backyard today, and was trying to get them to turn the compost pile, like do something useful with their stupid tiny hands. And at one point, he just... Spencer's younger son came down to where his mother and I were sitting, and he just, you know, sat down and listened quietly to our conversation and took a sip of his drink. And after a few minutes, we said, "Oh, are you done?" He said, "No, I just decided to stop helping." Like, very true.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
My little baby boomer of a child.
That's time
I
management.
I just gave up.
That's time management, whether you like it or not.
He is currently $10 behind. $10 behind, okay. Which means he's done no embezzling unless he's lowered both accounts by $10.
Oh, wow.
Which I think, you know, which he
He's
might,
not that smart. I've seen him do math. He's not that smart at math yet.
What if
he's
he
like
got
a
help
hound.
With that? What
he's as smart as he needs to be. Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe they're in cahoots together. I don't know.
I saw these two play Risk. This child is a complete chaos agent, which means he's going to be undetectable because he's going to have no plan.
Spencer, can I ask you a difficult question?
Sure.
What is the amount of money you think your two sons would have to have in this Acorns account for them to say, "Fuck it, we don't need Dad anymore"?
At this age?
Yeah.
No, they're already well past
they're,
it.
They're
like,
there,
if you told them, if you told them, "Hey, I've got $300 in an account for you," I'm stabbed, dead. They'll just kill me.
Give it.
We're really lucky that neither one of them knows what life insurance is.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Because if they did, I'd wake up to, like, you know, the house on fire and them giggling outside. That's how quickly it would be over. So
yeah, like, I'm not even going to tell them what life insurance is as a joke. That's how concerned I am.
Fortunately, their attention spans aren't long enough to get complete the concept. So,
no, they are not.
Yeah, they'll be good. But yeah, with the Acorns account, I've nearly got them to an amount of money where I'm pretty sure they would decide I wasn't necessary. They're like over $300. Both of them being 1,000 heirs at a very young age. So we're headed there, is what I'm saying, with the help of acorns.com.
Sorry about the patricide.
It's inevitable. You have a daughter. It's never. I mean, you have a daughter. You won't understand. She's just not waiting.
He won't understand patricide.
Oh yeah.
Have you met Ryan's daughter?
No, she's killing me emotionally. Just this week, she sat down next to my wife on the couch, and like snuggled up to her and said, "Mom, you smell so nice." And then she walked into the other room where I was doing dishes, and she looked at me, gave me finger guns, and said, "Hello, stinky buns." These things happen back to back.
Happy International
Women's Day. Yep, Ryan, that's bad, and it's very funny. It's a great story, and I love Nora, and I love her spirit. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's not actually killing you. It's not.
Oh,
like, they're like, "Oh, we're killing him emotionally." Is it a gun, Ryan? Is it a knife? Can you go to sleep after somebody calls you stinky buns? Yes. Do you go to sleep forever after somebody hits you with a hammer?
Are you living in Clue?
I mean, you could lose sleep, and losing sleep is bad for your health.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm no longer a member of the Seattle Seahawks.
That and my feud with Gary Payton. It never ends, Gary! No, I can't. I get mad at this because you're like, oh man, because I know.
Oh, I know I have it better than you.
Girls have their own difficulties, and I just start crying and get real angry when I think about that because they're trying to kill me every day, one way or another. Literally, not emotionally, because we don't have those. It's just it's more the kind of emotions where is
you
getting repeatedly headbutted awake.
Yeah, you don't have the Maslowian security to have emotions at this point. Like, you operate in a constant state of fear.
Yeah, no, it's like, no, I wake up to it. I woke up this morning.
There's not a point in Clue where they're like, "And Colonel Mustard, how are you feeling today?" It's like, no, motherfucker. There's a maniac with a pipe in the house.
Mm-hmm. First thing I woke up to, no lie this morning, was, "Hey, Dad." Wham! Knee directly to the groin. Like, right to the balls. That's the first thing I woke up to this morning.
You know, one day they're not going to want to spend time with you.
I know. And then you know what'll happen? I'll be able to wake up without being knee in the balls. I'll be like, oh, that's so bittersweet.
You're going
to
miss it. You're going to miss it so much.
This is such a great age.
I'll be dead. I don't know what you guys... I'm going to die before I get to miss anything. That's...
They're
going to
summon you just to knee you in the balls.
Oh, yeah. 100%. They'll find
those
you.
Boys are going to have a seance, whatever they got to do.
They're going to find you wherever you are.
Yeah, they'll
Spencer
find me.
Spencer comes roaring out of the grave like Ghost Rider and gets kneed in the balls.
Yeah, Nick Cage.
Your sons made a deal with me, the devil. They brought you back just so they could hit you in the testicles a bunch.
They're going to harrow hell, knee Satan in the balls, rescue Spencer.
Then knee Spencer in
knee
the balls.
Spencer in the balls.
Does Ghost Rider sleep? Yes, tonight only he will sleep for the first time in 3,000 years. And at 5:15 a.m., his son will walk in the room and ask, "Hey, Dad, what time is it?"
That's why he's got the motorcycle. To get away from his sons.
That's why he has no flesh on his head.
Yeah.
Because he's rent it all, thinking about all of the times he's been kneed in the balls. Acorns.com and the Acorns app. Download it. It's great.
Hey, Cerber, was that a good ad read?
We'll talk later.
Oh, shit.
No, we're all going to the mines again. To mine cool.
Fuck.
I wanted to clarify before we played our little quiz tonight to show how little we know about who actually is doing anything in college football, because we don't. It's just too much to follow. You can't remember everyone's names. I wanted to clarify, we did have a discussion of which Michigans were various types of Michigan beer, if we're going by beer branding. Michigan was referred to as Michigan Heavy. I'm going to stand on that. I think University of Michigan, that's Michigan Heavy. They're the original. They get to keep it. Michigan State, Michigan Light. And I think when you refer to a light beer, we've kind of we've defaulted as a nation to the beer you drink 35 of in a sitting is always like Bud Light, right? or Coors Light or Busch Light, whatever.
Yeah.
That's very Michigan State to me, right? If I was like, hey, you can buy 35 of them at once and you'll drink them in a parking lot and hate yourself. It's Michigan State football.
Michigan State is the, it's going to take 4 hours and it's going to be the exact same thing for the entire 4 hours.
Is it going to feel different? No.
No.
Except
every
at the very
single
end.
Play is going to be exactly this, and then you're going to throw up at the very end.
At the end, you're going to feel amazing or terrible. No well, in between.
It's always kind of weird that, like, Bud Heavy, you know, like a heavy beer sounds tougher, but the light beer you drink way more of. You're going to get way more fucked up on the light beer.
You do
so,
way
Michigan State,
do,
congrats yeah. to you.
You do way sketchier, like, you know, real working class antic shit when you're drinking the light beer, right? That's Michigan Light, Michigan State. You're the one where you're like, hey, why'd you fight that cop? Well, I had 38 Michigan Lights.
I got into the light beer.
Yeah, I got into the light beer. We started talking in the parking lot, and pretty soon I'm beating this dude up with a traffic cone. Yeah, that's Michigan Light. Eastern Michigan, I'm going to call you Michigan Ice. Because if you're drinking ice beer, something grim has happened. When I think grim, I think of Ypsilanti. I think of the team that went ahead and embraced this and had a gray field and beats down a cinder block wall to take the field. So that's you, Eastern Michigan. You're Michigan Ice. Higher alcohol content for a reason. Western Michigan, I'm going to call you Michigan Genuine Draft. I don't know. Just seems to fit. And Central Michigan, I'm going to go with some extremely obscure Budweiser branding. You're Michigan Nitro Gold because wow. It's cold up there and you need some extra pizzazz because goddamn it is cold up there. But Michigan Nitro Gold, that's Central Michigan. Objections, clarifications? Do we pass that in committee?
I'm good with that.
This is what I wanted to test you on tonight, which is that we, every year, there's like a zillion people become coaches and get fired and hired, and you just assume, oh yeah, we know all those people. We don't. We really don't. You try to keep up, but like eventually some guy named Tom Arth gets hired somewhere and you're like, oh, good for him. That's great. I have no idea who that is. And sometimes even when you read the resumes of people who got hired and you go, oh, well, I didn't know any of that. Actually, I know that guy. I didn't know he did any of that. I didn't know he worked there. I didn't actually know any of his qualifications for the job or whether he was qualified in the first place. Sometimes they're not. That's the fun part. They're just making a lot of it up. And it's easier if they're actually related to a famous coach. If they're like their son, that usually helps. So I figured tonight what I was going to do is I was going to go through coaches who are all coaching their first year somewhere else. Okay? There's a couple of coaches here who are first-time coaches. There's a couple of people who are in their first year at a new destination. I have 7 cases, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the crew. You guys can just go when you know it. Just holler it out. Let me know. But I think I picked 7, and I picked facts that will drag it out just enough to you can go, yeah, we don't know anything when you have 130 plus teams to cover. It's just impossible to keep track of everybody.
So you're going to start. Right? You're going to start listing facts, and we buzz in once we know who it is.
Yes.
And these are newly hired coaches in the 2021 carousel.
Yes.
But it could, to be clear, it could be somebody who's not a head coach. Like Gus Malzahn could be on this list.
There is one in here I will tell you that got, and I don't think this will help. There is one in here who got hired in 2020 and did not get to coach. In 2020.
As a just head coach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So coach one. this coach, coaching their first year as a head coach, I'll go ahead and give you that, this once threw 9 touchdowns in a college football game. 9. And is a former Tupelo Fire Ant of the National Indoor Football League.
This is a head coach?
Mm-hmm. The head coach, a former Tupelo Fire Ant. He has coached as a head coach.
Is this a first-year head coach?
Yes, but he has coached at the FCS level. Oh. Okay, it's his first FBS job. Coached both West Georgia and West Alabama.
What are you trying to prove, coach?
Yeah. By the way, he was the offensive coordinator at Tulane under Willie Fritz before taking another directional job. So this man has never held a head coaching job in FBS, but he has also never held a head coaching job that did not involve a directional.
Split zone guys are going to be so mad.
Yes, I was just thinking that. How much this is agonizing them. So, they're yelling it out into their...
screaming. All of the nerds are like, how could you not know this?
I'm pretty sure
buddy,
we know.
We've been trying to tell y'all for years, we don't watch sports. Just let this episode prove it.
I'm pretty sure I know the job, the school. I cannot remember the name.
What's the school?
I think the school is Southern Miss.
Okay.
But
God, we spent so much time talking about the dude they fired after 30 minutes.
Well, this is the problem.
I can't remember the name of the dude they hired.
Here's the tricky part. Southern Miss had one head coach to start the year.
Oh, yeah,
fired
they had like 4 head coaches last year.
Fired him after one game. Had an interim coach. The interim coach left to take, I want to say, the Western Kentucky job. I'm not 100% on that. But something in that ilk. Maybe the Austin Peay job, actually. And then they had a third interim coach who didn't get the job. Or a third head coach of the season who didn't get the job. But, like, the reason I can't remember, if it is Southern Miss, and if it's not, Spencer, thank you for letting me waste a bunch of fucking time here.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and let you know. You're right on the school.
Nice. Okay. But you understand,
dear listener, why we can't remember which Southern Miss guy this is.
The other part of it is that this dude, whose name I swear I cannot remember, has like the most blank name possible. Like there's no pizzazz to this name.
Has the like maybe the blandest, least
it's
memorable
like Dave
last
Brown.
Name. Just
it's
a
like
detestable
that
last name. Just a
Steve
vacancy
Smith.
Of a last name. A cursed moniker following you.
Okay, so this is leading me to believe his last name is either Nanny or Hall, and it's not Nanny, so I'm gonna say it's Hall.
That's correct. That is correct.
But I couldn't.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you his first name. Like
Bobby Hall.
John Hall. Bobby Hall. Bill Hall.
Daryl Hall.
Right, close. Yeah, you're there.
Dale
I'm gonna give
Hall.
You for Bill. His name. Will Hall. Will Hall, the offensive coordinator. Tulane, who was hired to coach. Will Hall did throw 9 TDs in the football game.
Sorry again, Split Zone.
Yeah. And Will Hall, former Tupelo Fire Ant.
Good for him.
Good job, Ryan.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. And the only man to coach West Georgia and West Alabama.
My thing with this game is like, you know, for the last decade, I would have had like spreadsheets on all this shit. Right. And I'd be like obnoxious jumping in, like knowing the answer and shit. Like, I've never heard this with the way this whole past season played out. I've never heard of this man in my life. I have no way to confirm that's the truth.
Sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man. I've never.
I'm sorry to this man. I'm pointing at Spencer.
Yeah. Will Hall. I thought that was hard. This one's not. I mean, I think y'all get this one, but I just wanted to see how deep we get the details before you hop on it. Coach two, this is somebody who is coaching their first year at a spot. His position was long snapper in college and played in a national title game for an FBS school. Not being cagey there. He was playing big time ball as a long snapper. He was once fined $25,000 by his employer at the time for something he did at a former employer. No?
Okay. Sorry, start over.
So like so he was at Best Buy and he got fired.
He was at
Circuit City.
Right. He was at a school. We'll call it Best Buy University.
Yeah.
These are all first-year coaches?
Yes. And he was fined for something he did at Circuit City University.
Okay.
R.I.P. Circuit City.
Circuit City University. Okay, so clearly we're talking about... Oh, no, wait. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a pro team. Sorry.
Yeah. He's worked for Kirby Smart, Steve Spurrier, and Lincoln Riley.
Is this Kurt Roper?
No,
okay. He didn't get a job. I think it's Shane Beamer.
You are correct. It is Shane Beamer.
Look at you.
He was in WikiLeaks. He was one of the coaches.
Oh, God.
That is correct. South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
South Carolina just hired one of the guys who took info in WikiLeaks.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think they could beat Wake Forest in their current state. So.
So you're saying he's still in the market.
I'm saying you do what you got to. You do what you got to.
if I don't, they will. Someone's going to pay good money for Wake Forest special teams plays. Might as well be me.
If they're on Top Shot, they will.
I'm putting the whole playbook on Top Shot for $8.2 million.
I got this Riley Skinner incompletion. It's worth $18,000.
We got a fake punt that won't work. $38,000.
That's not the gif of Riley Skinner that you have to worry about people selling for money.
No, it really isn't.
Fair.
Oh, God, I just remembered all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Also,
no, thank you.
He has never been a head coach, and the last detail I was going to give is probably my favorite, which is combined with his dad, they're second in terms of wins for a father-son duo at 238. Never coached a game.
That's diabolical. You wrote this quiz like Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think y'all are going to get this at all, and you'll totally understand why. But if you do, I'll be kind of depressed that you did, because this is a very depressing one.
Oh, I'm really excited to depress you.
Coach 3. Starting off depressing. He's a University of Florida graduate.
Ah, fuck.
And was college roommates with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. He has been an assistant coach for 7 different NFL franchises. 7! But did not play football, but was all-state in the sport of tennis. And among his 3 illustrious college stops, he's the only one to ever really achieve the gold standard. And by that, I mean he was an offensive coordinator under Al Golden at Miami. Who is this man who is coaching not only his first year at this location, but his first year ever as a head coach?
These are all FBS jobs, yeah?
Correct. Okay. In fact, this one is a Power 5.
This is a Power 5 job. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They hired this guy. Yeah, they hired this guy.
Say him again.
It's not Clark Lee, because he was a DC.
University of Florida graduate, college roommates with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. He has been an assistant for 7 NFL franchises, 3 college teams, including a stint as offensive coordinator under Al Golden at Miami, and did not play football, but instead was all-state in tennis.
Did any ACC jobs, this is for Holly and Jason, did any ACC jobs turn over this year that y'all can think of? UNC didn't, NC State didn't, Wake didn't, Duke didn't, Miami and Florida State didn't, Georgia Tech didn't, BC didn't, Syracuse didn't,
ACC,
Pitt
I
didn't,
assure you, I don't know.
Virginia did not, didn't, Virginia Tech bafflingly didn't. I know I'm missing ACC schools, I'm sorry, but I can't think of any.
Hmm. Are you ready to cry, Uncle?
No.
No. This is an honor thing. Jason, what do you got?
Yeah, I thought I paid no attention to the coaching carousel this year. I'm realizing I paid, like, negative amounts of attention.
This is bad.
Yeah, I got nothing.
If I'm the most knowledgeable person.
I feel like
this.
I really should. I feel like I followed Al Golden at Miami way closer than this because it was extremely funny, and I got nothing.
The Power 5 thing is what's bothering me. I'm trying to think of, like, Power 5 jobs that turned over. It's probably...
Who retired?
Hardly anybody retired. I don't know if any... Yeah. I can't... it was... Because the jobs that changed...
Are we missing a Carolina somewhere?
South Carolina changed over, but UNC, NC State, Wake Forest, and Duke, all same. Nobody left. The tennis, I mean... God, the tennis thing is fucking with me. The Power 5 thing is fucking with me. But I don't, like, I don't think... I might be forgetting. I don't think any Pac-12 jobs changed. Partially because they barely had a season. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll quit.
This feels like a Pac-12.
It's going to be an ACC school, and I'm going to feel bad.
No, I was about to let... Listen, I thought I had you on the hook.
Yeah.
And then I reeled you in.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Because the answer is Jed Fish at Arizona.
Oh!
Ha-ha!
Shit. The one
I still wouldn't have gotten that.
No, but by the way, I only got that because I was sitting there looking at the list and I saw Jed Fish and I was like, nah. Yes. And then I came back to it and I was like, no, they really did that.
Yeah, I forgot that Arizona turned over. Yeah,
they really turned over. Rolled over, one might say.
What'd they lose to Arizona State?
Hey, at least I got us to the. If I'd gotten us to the Pac-12, I still would have not managed to remember. That this is that guy's name.
No, I wouldn't have either. The Territorial Cup final score this year was...
70-7.
70-7. Yeah, that'll get you fired.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you Jed Fish, yeah.
Get you... What,
you've been Jed Fished.
What, did they... Do they think they have to atone for it? We have to mortify the flesh by hiring Jed Fish. No, go get somebody good.
Are they maybe hoping they have to mortify the fish? Curry favor with the conference by hiring a tennis coach to appeal to Larry Scott?
But he's leaving, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Right, because he's been replaced.
Oh. Yeah, congratulations to new Pac-12 Commissioner Jed Fish.
I'm saying, right?
Time moves a little
slower. Arizona is building a pipeline, as they are wont to do, of power to the commish's office.
That's true. That's how you get the money. First, you go to Tucson.
But that's the salmon cannon is what it is.
That's amazing.
Remember the salmon cannon?
First, you get the cedar planks.
They put the salmon in the tube, and it shoots it into the ocean like a mile away?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So how old is Spencer?
Spencer Hall?
Yeah.
No, I'm 44.
Some say he's...
I think you were in Florida the same time as Jed Fish.
He was right there.
Fish contemporary. Okay, this is how we're referring to him from now on the show.
He graduated
Jed
in 1998.
Fish contemporary, Spencer Hall said.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my classmate, Jed Fish.
What was Howie Roseman like in college?
I know we don't make Howies anymore. I'm actually surprised that we were still making Howies when Spencer was in college.
Sure.
I mean,
is that Hungry Howie?
Oh, he's from New Jersey. That's what it is. It makes more sense. Yeah.
That does explain a number of things.
Yeah, you can't
say
Howie. Howie with the Southern accent, doesn't it? Howie!
Howie!
No.
Howie?
No one in the South has organically called anyone Howie ever.
I mean, there's the whole place in Florida called Howie in the Hills.
Yeah, but that's
Florida.
I'm
not making that up.
No, it's named Howie in the Hills, but that's...
No, everybody just thinks you're saying Hialeah.
Yeah, that's Florida, right?
Howie in the Hills and Hialeah are very different places.
Same place. Exact same people.
No, I'm saying if you try to introduce yourself as Howie in Florida, everybody's going to think you're just saying Hialeah.
Oh, that you're saying Hialeah, yeah.
I always thought they just named that city after an idiot who lived in the hills. What's that town? That's Howie in the Hills. What do they call it that? Idiot named Howie.
It is named after a citrus grower and real estate developer named William John Howie.
An idiot. Yeah. Just lived out there. Look out for him. He's dangerous. He's dangerously stupid. Coach 4. Y'all can get this. You can get it. Started a career playing baseball at Birmingham Southern. He is the former linebackers coach for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Go Jacks. The rare fruit of the Carl Durrell coaching tree. This is his first gig as a head coach and at this school. If he wins no games this year, he will have as many wins as his predecessor had last year. Well, that's neat.
Zero. And y'all got any clues yet?
I'm sorry. I had a small stroke because you said he won no games last year, and I just remembered Randy Edsall got a contract extension.
He did, and this is not Randy Edsall.
I know, because he got a contract extension.
I think this is Clark Lee.
You are correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay.
No, you got it before the gimme, which is number five, which was, he was Notre Dame defensive coordinator from 2018 to 2020. We have coach five, coach number five, former South Dakota football player of the year.
God.
Yeah, played at three colleges, including Weber State and some junior college called Snow College in Ephraim, Utah. Snow College. In 2016, he had the honor of coaching the nation's 48th best offense.
All right, so I'll get in early here. I think this is Harsin, the way you're leaning. All of this sounds like weird Brian Harsin shit. Mm-hmm. But keep going. I'm not settled on it.
You're just going to get it here.
Okay.
Which is, got beaten for the Heisman by a 28-year-old man. And coach for coaches as illustrious as Mike Stoops.
So it's not Brian Harsin. It's one of my...
Not Brian Harsin.
Gotten beaten for the Heisman by a 28-year-old
man. This is going to feel good for you, Holly, particularly, I suspect.
So we got any guesses?
I am pretty sure I know who this is now.
I am not saying a word about this.
Jason, do you have anything you want to throw in here?
Ryan, I believe in you. You're carrying this team. Keep carrying it.
I think this is Josh Heupel.
It is Josh Heupel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Nailed
All right.
it. Nailed it.
I
feel like that one sort of brought me back to reality because I didn't need to know what was going on in December, January. I should have gotten that one just based off the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just based off the biography.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Graduate
now.
Graduate of Snow College. Snow College.
That does feel like somewhere Brian Harsin would have been like, yeah, I did a year at Snow College.
It sounds like some fake university Jeezy makes up. All right.
Went to Snow College.
In Ephraim, Utah. How bad did Josh Heupel want to play football? He was in Ephraim, Utah. Jesus, I don't love anything that much.
I'm going to look up. I bet Ephraim, Utah is pretty.
Sure.
Or is it just in that part of Utah that looks
like a sandbox?
Oh, my God.
Ephraim, Utah? Look at you. Good gracious.
Stunning?
Yeah, I'm going to play football there.
Does it have a Chili's?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's a good part. It's not like
you
sandbox
said fine.
Utah.
You said fine.
It's fine.
It's better
it's
than
fine.
There is a Chili's. Yes, right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we're good. Sold.
they are hiring.
All right, this is Coach Six is interesting to me. Coach Six is a Cornell grad. It's a really good school.
Jesus.
Never heard of it.
Fuck.
He's a disciple of the Prince in that he Ron Prince. He coached with
There's
Ron
a
Prince.
Throwback.
God.
Yeah.
Wait, where is Ron?
Early
Prince?
In his career, coached with Ron Prince as an assistant. We'll get on that. We'll put research on where Ron Prince is. By research, I mean Ryan, who's probably
Ron Prince
it right
is,
now.
Was the head coach at Howard, and then was placed on leave after allegations of verbal abuse and intimidation of his players, and then he quit, and he didn't do anything last year. Yeah.
Idle as a prince should be.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
The royal family is really really going through some things.
He coached a great quarterback named Rodgers, Jordan Rodgers at Vanderbilt as the QB coach at Vandy.
So I got to thread the Cornell Vanderbilt Kansas State needle.
I'm about to put another delicious layer of icing on here for you, okay?
Jesus.
All right, crack open a hot beer and enjoy this because he was the QB coach for Christian Hackenberg. So you're kind of responsible.
Oh, no.
And none of us would be hit. None of us would be begging to be hit in the face with shovels if it weren't for this man, because he also coached Trace McSorley.
Oh my God!
And I think the best.
What a chaotic group of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's live.
Someone looked at that and thought, "We need that on for our entire team."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get the guys behind that.
This is not a P5 job.
No, I'll give you this. I will give you that clue.
Because we're low on P5 jobs, and this is not okay. Yeah,
this is actually probably the most helpful clue I can give you. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Because this is the guy who was hired in 2020. But didn't get to coach because they did not play last year, but will be coaching his first season this year. Inshallah, if everything goes well.
Is that UConn then?
No, because they didn't. Mm-hmm. They didn't change coaches.
Has a name.
Is that Old Dominion?
It's Old Dominion. Yes, it is ODU. But
and I has don't. A name.
Yeah,
has a name that sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Sorry, I got distracted by
Ricky
the story
Rain.
Saying
is that
Queen
the guy?
Regularly...
Get you, Jason Kirk!
Wow,
Jason Kirk
pulled up from the loco
from
on that
downtown.
One.
So you
it was,
know how
it was
you
five,
how,
it was
though,
five
right?
clues in. It was a layup, but it still was a really good one, layup.
That one was last year.
Yeah.
Ricky Rain. Ricky Rain. There is nobody. By the way, greatest discrepancy between name and alma mater. Right? A dude named Ricky Rain.
Ricky Rain, Cornell.
Ricky Rain? Oh, do it to the Vicky Vale dance.
Yeah.
Ricky Rain versus Rick Rude.
Ricky Rain?
Ricky Ravishing. Yeah. Ricky Rain.
Ricky Rain, what's that alma mater? Cornell. Like, Ricky Rain should have gone to Delta State. This one you're going to get. Which, by the way, Jason, that was pulling up from the logo. Excellent work on
that
one.
That was great.
Our final contestant here, coach number 7. His middle name is Dale.
Houston Nutt.
Houston Nutt, of course. Houston Nutt, UCLA.
Yeah, that's
God,
that's canon.
Please let this be the thing we speak into existence for next year. Please.
Give it time. Just give it time.
I'm okay.
I love Los Angeles.
Yeah. He would. He really would.
Lord, we don't ask for much.
He'd say, it's a short drive from Dallas, from my home in Dallas. Okay. I could be there on time every morning.
I could be there in 10 minutes.
First of all, I want to say I found everybody here to be bitching.
Can't wait to get some Mr. Zog sex wax and surf.
They don't have that on the West Coast. That's a Ron John thing.
Yes.
That's what he's bringing.
Houston Nutt wouldn't know that.
That's what he's bringing with him.
Ah.
Yeah, that's it. I can't wait to run with the big dogs here in LA. Club La Vila, I've heard it's great.
Westwood is now Hepwood.
this guy once called plays in the final game of a storied and now defunct rivalry. His team won.
Is this the UAB Memphis rivalry?
Sadly, no. He currently has the 9th best win percentage of any coach working.
So this is not his first job.
This is his first year in place. Not his first
but,
job.
But it's not his first, right. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Not his first rodeo. New horse, though. And holds Mountain West and Sun Belt belts, if you will.
So this is Brian Harsin.
And... thank you. You pulled up for the last one.
Yeah.
That's two. Jason's getting hot.
Good job.
And it has the rare feat of succeeding the same coach twice at two different schools.
Brian Dale Harsin.
Ah, the Butch Jones.
The
Butch Jones now has his old job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Butch Jones is now working on a second lap of Butch Jones-ness.
Yeah, I... Jesus Christ.
This is some sort of... this feels like it needs a poker term for what he's doing, right? Like an inside straight. He's waiting on the river.
He's gone double Butch.
Butch is more of an outside flush. If you take my meaning.